Okay, so have you ever felt like you're just kind of stuck, like in a rut? You know, like you're meant for something more, but can't quite figure out what it is.
Yeah,
Well,
you're not alone. So many people feel that way. We're diving deep today into a request that you sent in about manifesting your reality. We dug into this source, Introduction to Manifesting Your Reality, and it's packed with some seriously interesting stuff.
yeah.
We're talking ancient wisdom meets quantum physics. And best of all, we found some surprisingly practical techniques that you can actually try out right away.
It's fascinating how this material blends those two seemingly opposite ideas, that ancient mystical and the cutting-edge scientific, to help you unlock your potential.
Right. It's way more than just thinking positive thoughts. It gets into some seriously mind-bending territory.
Right?
So get ready to explore things like your personal soul blueprint. This is a concept that suggests that we're not born blank slates, but we come preloaded with purpose, even karmic lessons that we're here to learn. It's like we each have a unique energetic signature, a set of potentials we're here to explore.
Exactly. And speaking of potentials, get this. The source also dives into quantum time shifts. This is the idea that time isn't as rigid as we think, ever feel like. Time flies when you're having fun.
All the time.
Right. Or it drags on forever when you're bored. That's a little hint that time might be more flexible than we realize.
And if time isn't a straight line, could we actually influence our past and future through our consciousness?
Ooh.
That's what we're going to be unpacking, along with the technique for doing just that.
Okay, ready for something really out there?
I think so.
The source material dives into the divine void. It's also known as the quantum vacuum. It's described as a state of pure potential, where the usual rules of physics don't apply. It's like a cosmic reset button or a source of infinite possibility.
It raises an important question. Are we truly creating our reality, or are we co-creating it with something much larger through this void?
All right, let's unpack this. Soul blueprint concept.
Oh,
Okay, have you ever heard of the Akashic
I
Records?
have.
Okay, so they're described as a sort of celestial library that contains all knowledge and experiences. Across time, some believe that our soul blueprints are stored there, like a divine contract that we make before entering this life.
It's like a pre-birth roadmap, highlighting the themes and the lessons we've chosen to explore in this lifetime.
The source material mentions examples like Nikola Tesla and Mozart. They seem to tap into something extraordinary, almost like their genius was just downloaded from somewhere. Could they have been accessing their soul blueprints, tuning into a higher frequency of knowledge and creativity?
It's a fascinating idea, and the source offers a technique to help you connect with your own blueprint. It
Correct.
involves finding a quiet space, visualizing a light in your heart, and asking yourself, "What is my true purpose?" And then journaling any insights that come up. It's about aligning your energy with your soul's purpose so that it can start to shape your reality.
So by understanding our soul blueprint, we can identify recurring patterns and make choices that are truly aligned with who we are at a soul level. It's like finally understanding the why behind certain challenges or tendencies.
Exactly. And this leads us to another intriguing concept, the quantum time shift. It challenges our typical linear view of time, suggesting that it's more like a flowing river that can bend and even loop back on itself.
So imagine if we could actually send a message back to our past selves to avoid a mistake or borrow energy from a future us who's already achieved a goal. That's the kind of potential we're talking about with quantum time shifts.
It's about recognizing that time isn't a fixed, unchangeable thing.
The source material connects this to ancient cultures too, like the Hindu concept of Akasha. This is a field where time and space are interwoven, containing all potential realities. And there's a quantum time shift technique you can try. It involves visualizing your timeline and sending healing energy to the past, and even drawing strength from a successful future self.
What's intriguing is how this technique combines visualization with emotional energy. It's not just about seeing it, but feeling the shift across time.
Now let's dive into the divine void, also called the quantum vacuum. Imagine a cosmic seed containing the potential for anything to grow. That's the potential of the void. Modern science even has a parallel concept called zero point energy. This is the idea that even in a vacuum, there's a base level of energy fluctuating in and out of
It's
existence.
like connecting to a source of unlimited possibility. And it challenges us to surrender to the flow of creation rather than trying to force
So
things.
the source outlines steps to connect with this void. It starts with preparing your space, then visualizing a vast dark expanse. Next, you set a clear intention for what you want to manifest and simply embrace stillness, allowing yourself to be present in that void. Finally, return from the visualization with a feeling of gratitude. It's a powerful practice that can help you align with the creative forces of the universe.
It's a fascinating exploration of the idea that we might be co-creating our reality with a larger intelligence through this.
All right, buckle up, because this next concept is a wild ride.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the idea of holographic selves?
Yeah.
Essentially, it suggests that countless versions of you exist in parallel universes, each making different choices, living different lives.
It ties into the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics, where every decision you make creates a split in reality, a new universe for each possible outcome.
So somewhere out there is a version of you who's already overcome the challenges you're facing now, maybe even achieve the things you dream of. Wouldn't it be amazing to tap into their wisdom and experience?
That's the idea behind the holographic self-alignment technique. It involves visualizing a web, connecting you to these different versions of yourself across parallel realities.
It's a mind-bending concept, but it connects to ancient teachings too. Think of the Hindu concept of Brahman, the ultimate reality from which all individual souls arise. It suggests our true identity is interwoven across these dimensions.
It challenges us to expand our sense of what's possible, to see ourselves as part of a vast interconnected web of being.
And the holographic self-alignment technique helps you access this web. You visualize it and then focus on merging with the energy of a desired self, one who embodies the qualities or experiences you want to manifest. It's like calling on a support system of infinite use.
It's about recognizing the limitless potential that exists within you across all dimensions of your being.
Okay, let's bring things back down to earth.
Okay.
Literally, the source material emphasizes that. Our physical environment isn't just a passive backdrop. It actually influences our energy and ability to manifest.
Think about your workspace. Is it cluttered and chaotic or calming and organized? That energy feeds back into you, influencing your mood and your ability to focus.
The source introduces feng shui, an ancient Chinese practice of arranging your environment to create harmonious energy flow, if you ever heard of it. Okay, so it emphasizes the impact of color, clutter, and even furniture placement.
Feng shui is fascinating because it combines practical design with energetic principles. It's about making your environment a partner in achieving your goals.
For example, adding some green to your workspace can enhance growth and renewal, while red can boost energy and motivation, and decluttering can symbolize clearing out stagnant energy, making space for new opportunities to flow in. It's really about consciously creating a space that supports your well-being and aligns with the energy you want to attract into your life.
It's about recognizing that everything is interconnected and that our environment can either support or hinder our journey of manifestation.
So we've been exploring how our environment can impact our ability to manifest. But did you know that even the shapes and patterns around us can influence our energy? The source dives into something called sacred geometry.
Okay.
Which suggests that certain geometric patterns have a unique vibrational frequency. They're like energetic blueprints that can help us align with the universe.
It's creative energy. It's incredible how these ancient symbols, like the flower of life or the golden ratio, appear throughout nature. Think about the spirals of galaxies or the patterns you see in seashells. They're like a hidden code revealing the underlying order of the universe.
And the source suggests that by consciously engaging with these symbols, maybe through visualization or meditation, we can actually tap into those frequencies and enhance our ability to manifest.
It's like tuning ourselves to a higher frequency, one that resonates with the creative forces of the universe. What's fascinating is that there's a field of study called cymatics that visually demonstrates how sound vibrations create geometric patterns. It makes you wonder if our thoughts and emotions, which also emit vibrations, could be shaping reality in a similar way.
So if we could see our thoughts, would they look like sacred geometry?
Wow.
That's a mind-blowing thought.
The source even mentions a concept called etheric coding, which uses sacred geometry to reprogram our personal energy fields. It suggests that we can shift our energy and influence the world around us by working with these symbols, almost like rewriting our energetic blueprint.
And there are stories in the source about people experiencing real shifts in their lives after working with sacred geometry, like attracting new opportunities or discovering a deeper sense of purpose. It really highlights how interconnected everything is, from the tiniest atom to the vastness of the cosmos. We're all part of this intricate web of energy and vibration. Speaking of which, the source emphasizes mastering our emotions as a key to manifestation, calling it emotional alchemy.
It goes beyond just positive thinking. It's about understanding how powerful our emotions are as energetic forces that shape our reality.
The source points out that every emotion has a unique vibration, which then attracts similar experiences. So if we're stuck in fear or negativity, guess what? We're likely to attract more of the same.
It aligns perfectly with the law of attraction, like attracts like. But here's the good news. We have the power to choose which emotions we want to cultivate. And in doing so, we can start attracting more positive experiences.
Okay. Have you ever noticed how your mood can completely change the course of your day?
Yeah.
The source provides a technique called the emotional frequency lock, which uses breathing, visualization, and emotional recall to help you lock in high vibration states like joy, confidence, and peace.
It's like creating an anchor you can access anytime to shift your emotional state no matter what's happening around you.
But what about those so-called negative emotions?
Mm.
The source actually encourages us to embrace the full spectrum of our emotions, even anger or sadness, and suggests that each emotion has a purpose and can help us grow and transform.
It's not about suppressing or denying our emotions, but understanding them, processing them, and using them as fuel for our evolution. It's similar to ancient alchemical practices that aim to transform base metals into gold, representing the transmutation of our lower energies into higher ones.
Okay, you ready for this?
Okay.
The source brings up divine dark matter as a potential source of power for manifestation. Now, dark matter is this huge mystery in physics.
Right.
Makes up most of the universe's mass. But we can't see it or touch it. It's invisible.
It's fascinating how the source blends cutting-edge science with these ancient mystical ideas. The material suggests that dark matter might be linked to consciousness itself, acting as a bridge between the physical and metaphysical realms.
It's a wild concept.
Yeah.
But if our thoughts and intentions are forms of energy, could they be interacting with this massive unseen field of dark matter? Could that explain those weird synchronicities we sometimes experience or those moments of sudden intuitive insight?
It certainly makes you wonder about the unseen forces at play in the universe.
The source provides a meditation for connecting with divine dark matter. It involves visualizing yourself surrounded by this vast dark energy and then amplifying your intentions by merging with it. It's like tapping into a hidden source of power within the fabric of the universe.
It really reinforces the idea that we're not separate from the universe, but intimately connected to it in ways we're only beginning to understand.
Remember the Akashic Records we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
The source describes them as a divine library containing all knowledge and wisdom across time and space. It suggests we can actually access this information for insights into our lives, our purpose, and even our future potential.
It's like a universal database of every thought, action, and experience that has ever occurred and ever will occur.
That sounds incredible. But how do we tap into this vast library of knowledge?
The source outlines a technique called life stream channeling, which involves deep meditation and visualization. It's not like searching the internet. It's about tuning into a higher frequency of awareness where information flows intuitively.
So it's more like you're receiving downloads of wisdom and guidance rather than actively searching for it?
Exactly. It's about opening ourselves to a flow of knowledge from a source that transcends our limited human understanding.
The source shares examples of people who've used live stream channeling to gain clarity on their life's purpose, heal old wounds, and make decisions that align with their highest good. It reminds us that we're not alone.
Yeah.
On this journey, there's a vast intelligence supporting us every step of the way.
It's about recognizing that we're connected to something much larger than ourselves, a universal consciousness that holds infinite wisdom and guidance.
Okay, let's talk about protecting our energy. Because if we're working with these powerful concepts, we need to make sure we're not leaving ourselves vulnerable to negativity or energy drain. That source material emphasizes building a strong aura, which it calls a divine energetic shield.
It resonates with ancient practices like Qigong and Reiki, which focus on cultivating and balancing our life force energy. And it also recognizes that our thoughts, emotions, and experiences can impact our energy field, leaving us vulnerable to negativity.
Right. The source says, when our aura is weak, we can feel drained, scattered, and easily influenced by outside energies. It's like having
a weak immune system.
We're more susceptible to getting sick.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why it's crucial to strengthen our energetic defenses and build a robust aura that protects us from negativity and allows our energy to flow freely.
The source outlines a divine shielding technique that combines visualization, breathwork, and affirmations. It involves creating a radiant shield of light around your body, a protective barrier that blocks negativity and amplifies positive intentions.
It's a simple yet powerful practice that can make a real difference in how you feel and experience the world. When your aura is strong, you feel more grounded, centered, and resilient. And that, in turn, allows you to manifest your desires with greater ease and clarity.
Now, remember those parallel realities we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
That mind-bending concept where every choice we make creates a split in reality, leading to infinite versions of ourselves, living in different timelines. Well, the source suggests we can actually tap into those realities and connect with our alternate selves.
This aligns with the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics, which suggests that every possible outcome exists in a separate universe. It opens up some truly incredible possibilities.
So there could be a version of you out there who's already achieved all your dreams, living the life you desire.
That's the idea, and the source proposes that we can connect with these alternate selves to draw on their experiences and wisdom.
What's it called? Quantum jumping, or the infinite parallel shift technique. It involves deep meditation, visualization, and focusing your intention on aligning with the specific reality where your desired outcome has already happened.
It challenges our linear perception of time and reality, suggesting that we're not limited to the choices we've made in this timeline. Instead, we have access to infinite possibilities.
The source provides examples of people who've used quantum jumping to manifest amazing opportunities, overcome challenges, and step into a more aligned version of themselves. It's like rewriting your story by tapping into the infinite potential of the multiverse.
It's a powerful demonstration of how our consciousness can shape reality, suggesting that we're not just passive observers, but active creators with the ability to choose the reality we want to experience.
This next concept might sound a bit strange, but the source delves into the power of observation itself.
Okay.
It suggests that simply observing something can actually shape reality at the quantum level. Have you ever heard of the observer effect?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so essentially it proposes that reality at its most fundamental level exists as a wave of possibilities until it's observed. Our consciousness collapses that wave function and determines which possibility becomes our reality. So it's not just that we see the world as it is, but that our observation actively contributes to making it so. It's like we're constantly participating in the creation of reality.
Exactly. And this aligns with ancient spiritual teachings that emphasize the power of perception in shaping our reality. For instance, the Buddhist concept of dependent origination states that all phenomena arise from a web of interconnected causes and conditions, and our perception is a key part of that process.
The source suggests we can consciously use the observer effect to create the reality we want by shifting our focus, setting clear intentions, and anchoring our observations with positive emotions. We can influence the outcome of events.
It's about recognizing that our thoughts, beliefs, and expectations aren't just passive reflections of reality, but active forces that are constantly shaping it. This realization is both a profound responsibility and an incredible opportunity.
The source provides examples of people using conscious observation to manifest positive changes in their lives, attracting new opportunities, healing relationships. It highlights the power of our attention and the importance of focusing on what we want to create instead of dwelling on what we fear or lack.
It aligns with the principle of mindfulness, which encourages us to pay attention to the present moment without judgment. By being mindful of our observations and intentions, we can consciously participate in shaping our reality.
Yeah, have you ever felt like you're stuck in a rut, repeating the same patterns over and over again? The source suggests our lives are often governed by hidden scripts formed by our beliefs, assumptions, and past experiences.
It's like we're running outdated software filled with bugs and glitches that keep us stuck in these repetitive loops. And these patterns can pop up in all areas of our lives, relationships, career, health, finances, anywhere we have limiting beliefs.
It's like having an inner critic that constantly whispers, you're not good enough, or you'll never achieve that. And if we don't challenge those beliefs, they can become self-fulfilling prophecies.
The source offers a powerful technique called divine script revision to help you identify those limiting beliefs, trace their origin, and rewrite them. It's a process of deep inner work that requires honesty and courage. But it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of your past and stepping into a more empowered version of himself.
It even connects this process to neuroplasticity, the brain's amazing ability to rewire itself each time we reinforce a new empowering belief. We're literally changing the structure of our brains to align with that belief.
It's a beautiful blend of ancient wisdom and modern scientific understanding. It highlights the incredible power we have to shape our reality, not just through thoughts and emotions, but through the physical structure of our brains.
The source material goes even deeper, exploring a whole toolbox of techniques to manifest desires and align with the universe's creative flow. It talks about combining visualization affirmations, emotional frequency work, and sacred geometry into
a personalized routine.
It's like creating a powerful energetic symphony where each technique complements and amplifies the others.
And this approach emphasizes a holistic approach to manifestation. It's about aligning your thoughts, emotions, actions, and environment with your highest vision.
It's about recognizing that we are powerful creators with the ability to shape our reality through conscious effort and align with the universe. The source shares stories of people who've used these techniques to manifest incredible transformations in their lives, attracting abundance and success, finding love, healing deep emotional wounds. It's inspiring to see how these tools, when used consciously and consistently, can truly create miracles.
It reminds us that we're not limited by our circumstances, our past, or even our current beliefs. We have the power to choose a different reality, to create a life aligned with our soul's purpose and our deepest desires.
Now let's talk about abundance mindset. The source suggests that our beliefs about abundance and scarcity directly impact our ability to attract wealth, success, and happiness.
What's about shifting our perspective from a place of lack and limitation to a place of possibility and abundance? And remember, it's not just about money. It's about recognizing the abundance already present in our lives, in love, friendships, opportunities, and experiences.
Right. The source talks about practicing gratitude and appreciating what we already have. It's like we're priming ourselves to receive even more abundance.
Gratitude is a powerful emotion that aligns us with the frequency of abundance. When we feel grateful for what we have, we're signaling to the universe that we're ready to receive more.
The source emphasizes heart coherence, which is the alignment of our heart mind and emotions. When we're in a state of heart coherence, our energy field becomes more magnetic to abundance and all good things.
There's scientific research backing this up. Studies show that when we cultivate feelings of love, compassion, and gratitude, our heart rate variability becomes more coherent, positively impacting our well-being.
The source also introduces the quantum Zeno effect, which suggests that focused attention can stabilize and reinforce a specific reality. So if we're constantly focusing on abundance, on the reality we want to create, we're essentially making it more likely to manifest.
That's like shining a laser beam of intention on our desires, making them more solid and tangible in the energetic realm. And this aligns with the power of visualization, seeing our desired outcomes as already real, which can powerfully impact our subconscious mind and our ability to manifest.
The source even suggests using sacred geometry to create an environment that supports abundance, incorporating symbols like the flower of life or the golden ratio into our homes and workspaces might amplify the energy of prosperity.
It's about creating a space that resonates with the frequency of abundance and subtly influences our thoughts and emotions in a positive way. It aligns with the principles of Feng Shui, which emphasizes creating a harmonious flow of energy in our environment.
Now let's get to the very essence of who we are, our connection to the universe.
Okay.
The source explores unity consciousness. This is the idea that the separation we perceive between ourselves and everything else is an illusion.
This profound spiritual concept has been explored by mystics and philosophers throughout history. It suggests that at the deepest level of reality, we are all interconnected, part of a unified field of consciousness.
But we're not just connected to everything, but we are everything.
Exactly. And this perspective can be incredibly liberating. It can free us from the limitations of our ego, from the fear of separation and lack.
The source describes experiences where people have felt this oneness, this dissolution of boundaries between themselves and the universe. Expert, we've been talking about the power of our thoughts and intentions, but the source emphasizes that it's not enough to just think about what we want.
Right, you gotta actually take action.
Right, the source calls it inspired action. It's not about forcing things or like pushing relentlessly. It's more about aligning with the universal flow and letting things kind of unfold naturally.
Imagine you're sailing a ship Instead of trying to like muscle your way forward, you learn to work with the wind and the currents to effortlessly guide you towards your destination.
That's a great analogy. The source even mentions that Taoist concept of wu wei, which translates to effortless action or non-doing.
It's the art of aligning with the natural flow of life, acting in harmony with the Tao, the universal principle that governs everything.
So it's about trusting that the universe is conspiring to support us. And when we're in sync with our purpose, the right actions will appear at the right time.
The source gives examples of people who describe feeling guided, almost like opportunities magically appear just when they need them.
Have you ever experienced something like that, where things just fall into place effortlessly?
Oh, yeah.
It's like those moments of synchronicity, those meaningful coincidences that seem to orchestrate themselves perfectly.
It's about recognizing that we're not alone in this journey. There's a greater intelligence at play, guiding and supporting us.
The source encourages us to pay attention to our intuition and notice when actions feel joyful and effortless. It suggests those are signs that we're on the right path.
It's about learning to trust that inner guidance system, that still small voice within that knows what's truly best for us.
Now, remember that concept of unity consciousness we touched on? The source dives deeper, suggesting that the separation we perceive between ourselves and the universe is actually an illusion.
It's a profound spiritual idea found in many traditions, like Advaita Vedanta in Hinduism and Zen Buddhism. It suggests our true nature is one with the divine, the source of all creation.
So it's not just that we're connected to everything, but that we are everything.
Exactly. And that realization can be incredibly liberating. It frees us from the limitations of our ego, from the fear of separation and lack.
The source describes people experiencing glimpses of this unity consciousness. They talk about feeling profound peace, love, and interconnectedness. It's like merging with the infinite.
These experiences can be truly transformative. They can shift our entire worldview, leading to a deeper understanding of ourselves, our place in the universe, and the true nature of reality.
And the source suggests we can cultivate this sense of unity through practices like meditation, mindfulness, and spending time in nature.
It's about quieting the mind, opening our hearts, and experiencing the interconnectedness of all things.
So we've reached the end of our deep dive into this fascinating material. We've covered so much, from the power of our thoughts and emotions to the mysteries of quantum physics and the profound concept of unity consciousness.
We've explored practical techniques like Feng Shui and the emotional frequency lock, and delved into mind-bending ideas like quantum time shifts and holographic selves.
We've learned about the importance of aligning with our soul blueprint, mastering our emotions, and protecting our energy.
And most importantly, we've been reminded that we are powerful creators with the ability to shape our reality and manifest our deepest desires.
I hope this deep dive has given you a glimpse into the incredible potential that lies within you.
Now it's time to take this knowledge and apply it to your life. Experiment, explore, and allow yourself to be transformed by the infinite possibilities that are always available.
Remember, you are not alone on this journey. Trust in yourself, trust in the universe, and keep exploring. The real magic happens when we embrace the unknown and step into our full power as co-creators of our reality.